Pittsburgh today.
Well, he was dancing with the stars. Now Tom DeLay, once the Speaker of the House, is guilty. They found him guilty in money laundering in the case where he was tried after all this time. DeLay goes down. We have the details on that. Hey, everybody. Kate DeLaney, America Tonight, the name of this little old show, as we kind of ping and pang and zig and zag and whatever word you want to use, all over the place from coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. A lot of people traveling right now. Many people that normally probably even are clicked into the show aren't, because they've gotten to wherever it is they're going, grandmother's house, their aunt's house, somewhere, or they're on vacation somewhere, chillaxing. Do you love that word, chillaxing? I know, it's old school, but I still like it. We're going to talk about the biggest turkeys this year. I would put Tiger Woods. It happened last November. Remember the whole thing with the accident and his wife, Elin Norgren, who now is divorced from Tiger Woods, sitting on a pile of money and probably glad to have shed herself from Tiger's grip after all those crazy stories that broke and that started. It all started last Thanksgiving. But really the meat of that story unfolded throughout this past year. So I would put him as one of the biggest turkeys of the year. But that's a layup. Ben Bernanke, does everybody know who he is? He, of course, is the Federal Reserve Chairman. The nonsense that is the Federal Reserve, because I think some stupid missteps have led to some of what we find ourselves in right now. The mortgage crisis, not anticipating what was happening with housing and not anticipating what was going on with Wall Street. And then you can go back to the banks, too big to fail. But he was Time Magazine's Man of the Year last year. I can't understand that. And I would put him as the biggest turkey. And if somebody needed to be pink slipped, it would be Ben Bernanke. We're going to have an interesting conversation coming up on Sunday night with somebody about that very same thing that I just mentioned. Why weren't the dominoes in place to stand tall instead of fall over? You want to hear that. And again, that's coming up on our Sunday night show. So in anticipation of that, I'm putting Bernanke right there at the top of the list. You might have some turkeys of your own. Could be from the world of sports, entertainment, and you know, notorious for other reasons, whatever they may be. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. That's the number to jingle if you want to be a part of it. Or shoot them to me at americatonight.net. We know that, well, I think I would put the TSA, by the way, on that list, too. And, you know, I switched gears on this. Originally, I was like, you know, I was in New York and you got to be safe. But there's no question with what I've heard, that's not exaggerated. And with what's coming out of New York, what's coming out of the West Coast as well, I'm going to say it's going a little bit too far. And maybe it's city to city and airport to airport. But hands down, there are a lot of turkeys out there that are standing behind the three dreaded letters, TSA. So how did it all shake out at the airports? Depending on who you talk to, it's the same thing. Some people don't mind the pat-down, shake-down, frisk, whatever, or the body scanners. Others completely feel violated and don't understand why they have to go through this process. Here's a little snippet of what it sounded like out there today. Yep, maybe not. Suddenly, hi. Oh, here we go. Here's those passengers. Here they go.
So it's just one more step towards socialism and totalitarianism, and unfortunately, we don't have any control. It has to be done. So, you know, I'm glad that there's no lines right now, and that we'll get through, and that somebody else will get stuck.
All right, so no lines. Not concerned there, obviously, about getting through. It was a mixed bag, pretty much, depending on where it was. I know I hate to sound like a broken record, but point A to point B was different for everybody. Were you going coast to coast? Were you going from California to the Midwest? Were you going from the Midwest to California? Were you going to Nevada? Were you going to Arizona from the east? You know, pick a place. And it varied from place to place to place. And that's all I can say. And we're going to talk more about the TSA. We're going to talk more about the opt-out. Apparently, it wasn't a big logjam. So the guy who started the idea of the boycott or the opt-out It didn't really get legs. I don't think we do the boycott thing very well in this country. Occasionally it's worked, and I think there is power in numbers. I say it all the time. That's why I think you have to go out and vote no matter what you think, whether you're right or left of left or somewhere in between. Exercise that right to vote, because the more you do that, the more there will be power in numbers. But in this opt-out case, not so certain it had much of an effect, because normally the airports are crowded anyway. And by the way, on the roadways, it was pretty bad. Apparently, there were a couple of really nasty spots where you had long backups. I mean, for hours, they were talking about it in Massachusetts on a main thoroughfare, of course, getting in and out, just jammed with cars. And then snow was challenging for a lot of people who were traveling. And you know how the whole snow thing is. I was out today with some friends, and their family was in town, and it was interesting to listen to the travel stories about going through St. Louis. Let me just tell you right now, America, I love St. Louis, and the people are they are the salt of the earth, those people in St. Louis. I've been there many, many times. But if you have to have a layover, you do not want to have a layover, my friends, in St. Louis. It's not better by the arches. It's worse because they get fog. They have wicked rainstorms. And a lot of times you get stuck in St. Louis. It's happened a couple of times to my family. Now, Minnesota might not be the best place to get stuck in either. When you think of Minneapolis and some of the crazy weather they get, a snowstorm is definitely going to complicate things in North Dakota and northern Minnesota. They're saying the accumulations there could be as high as maybe 10 inches or so by Thursday. 10 inches of snow. I haven't seen 10 inches of snow since I lived back in New York, and it was a freak blizzard. So there's a large stretch of the northern United States that's under some winter weather advisories in Montana, Michigan, same thing. You got the wind chills. But if somebody's flying in or they're driving and they're concerned with the accumulations, they're concerned with roadways being closed because then they won't be able to get through. And the timing is bad. A lot of people take off Wednesday and try to zip to wherever it is they're going to get there by Thursday. Or like me, hey, I'm getting on a plane at 6 in the morning. As soon as we wrap up this show, I'm heading to the airport in anticipation of who knows what. I don't know what the lines are going to be like. We're going to be rolling the cameras once again just in case there is any kind of a frisk to be had. We will post it on AmericaTonight.net. That is if my mouth doesn't get me in trouble. But I don't think that's going to happen. The last time it didn't happen, it was early in the day, too, and it was a breeze going through. It might be that I'm stuck in a jam with a lot of people, though, trying to get through the gate. That could ultimately be what slows me down. By the way, I was talking about St. Louis and in Missouri. They've got a storm system right now, as I'm speaking, that is moving across. They got tornado watches, even in the southeastern counties in Utah. In the afternoon, they were digging. I mean, they had a lot of snow hit them on Tuesday night. It came from the north and the south and everywhere in between. Some places got up to almost 10 inches, and they had horrible windy conditions. So be careful out there. All right, coming up on the flip side, you know, we've got Nailed the Score in our third hour. We could win some fabulous prizes. All you have to do is guess who's going to win the score. Well, once we pick the NFL game of the week, our supercomputer does that. So you tell us who you think's going to win and what the score is going to be. Chris in Connecticut did it last week. Maybe you'll be the one to do it this week. In anticipation of that, Steve Budin from sportsinfo.com around the bend.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to America Tonight. We love this guy. He is so spot on, and he has been from the beginning of the season, week 12 in the NFL, and we got a couple of really big games coming up, big games in the sense that I like to sit and watch the turkey games.
Well, at least you're not putting any pressure on me.
That's right. I said you were spot on. Don't you love it? So, what was that movie with Al Pacino? What was it? What was that called? Two for the money. I'm just Al Pacino Jew. Sorry about that. Steve Boone, of course, with sportsinfo.com. You got to check it out. They got a lot of good stuff there. Let's talk about the Thursday games, Patriots and the Lions, Saints and the Cowboys. Of the two of those, which has a better chance of being a real game?
Well, you know, it's interesting because in the first one, the Patriots-Lions game, you know, people are generally used to, you know, always betting on the Lions on Thanksgiving. And they just feel like the Lions always win. But the truth is that the Lions are 0-6 against the spread in the last 6 years. They really haven't won on Thanksgiving in a long time. You know, look, Detroit's 8-2 against the spread this year so far. And they got Sean Hillen as quarterback, and he's actually doing a good job in replacement of Matt Stafford. But look, you know, New England knows how to play at this time of the year. Yeah, their defense looked a little suspect last week, almost letting Indianapolis get back for the win, but they held on. You know, they do what they have to do to win, and coming off of Indianapolis, man, this Detroit team is going to seem like a bunch of powder puffs. I think 6.5 points here is cheap. I would go with New England and lay the 6.5 points.
Wow, okay. So there you go. He has spoken when we talk about the Lions. I didn't realize that against the Lions. Wow, six? It's been six in a row?
Yeah, they've lost six in a row, the Detroit Lions. They really haven't won since the, you know, since the 90s.
No kidding. Since I like that, since the 90s. Okay, so the Cowboys, a little bit of momentum, you could say, with Jason Garrett. And
right.
You know, so what happens here?
Well, I think the big question in Big D is, you know, is Jerry Jones kicking himself for not making this move to Jason Garrett earlier, or is he just so preoccupied with counting his money from the Pacquiao-Margarito fight that he really could care less? The answer is probably a little is yes to both of those. The Cowboys are obviously riding high in the post-Wade Phillips era, but don't kid yourself. They can't hang with the Saints. Not now. The Saints are in a groove. They got their mojo back. don't even think twice about it. New Orleans minus the 3.5 here is the way to go.
Oh, all right. And then, of course, I always forget this, but there's for now years there's been this third game, the Bengals and the Jets.
Right, which I guess in the beginning of the year when they drew it up seemed like it would be a good game, but the truth is that the Bengals this year, I mean, they're just terrible. I mean, they've got a divided clubhouse, coaches on the is on the blocks. You know, the whole Ocho Cinco thing didn't work out. But even so, I can tell you I'm a Jets fan. I've been watching the Jets forever, which is not a good thing. And I can tell you that even though they've proved it's better to be lucky than good the last few weeks, and you think possibly they're going to get it together here, that's the trap. You never, never lay 9 points with the New York Jets, ever. And Carson Palmer is one of these guys that loves to come in at the end of the game and make one of those meaningless touchdowns and take a game from 13 down to 6 for no reason whatsoever, just because he can. And the Jets are always going to be on the bad side of that. You know, you definitely take the 9 points here with the Bengals.
All right, take the 9 points. And then, of course, we have a full slate of action on Sunday. You know, you look at the Packers and the Falcons out of the chute, the early game, I love Matt Ryan, and I'm just looking at it strictly from what he's been able to do this season, and that's a low line. I mean, that's a small line. It's like 2, isn't it, the Falcons 2?
Well, a lot of people look at this line at 2, and they think that that's the lines makers, thinks that Atlanta is the better team, 2 points a better team. But actually, with home field advantage accounting for 3 points in the NFL, they're actually saying that Green Bay is the better team.
Yeah.
And I think that, look, Green Bay kicked the crap out of that corpse in Minnesota, a lot of people with a national audience are impressed with that. I think that's what you're seeing here reflected in this line. But, man, like you say, give me Matty Ice at home. He probably comes down on the last drive and either gets the touchdown or the field goal, 2.5 points or 2 points. Very cheap here for Atlanta. They're a tremendous home team, straight up and against the spread. I really like Atlanta here.
Ooh, Atlanta. And, you said Jets, never take them at 9. And then you look at that other team in the NFC East, the Giants, the other New York team, and the Giants are a favor of what, by 8 in that one? They're taking on the Jags. Would you take the Giants in that one?
Giants were one of the hottest teams just a few weeks ago. And their defense ranked number one straight, knocking quarterbacks out of games. They did the mercy killing with Romo. I think Cutler they knocked out. They probably would have knocked out Hasselbeck, but Seattle refused to play him for good reason. And then they met Michael Vick, and all of a sudden, it wasn't so easy anymore. But that game, if you watched it, it really could have gone either way. I mean, the Eagles could have actually blown them out a lot worse. The Giants could have also won that game if Manning doesn't fumble the ball there at the end. So, first of all, I'm not so sure that the earlier Giant wins against the teams that they played were so amazing, and I'm not so sure that their loss was so bad. I mean, when it comes to the Giants, I'm not really sure about much. But the one thing I'm certain about is that these teams are going to score and score with frequency. And that total at 45 points, that's going to go real quick. So I would look away from the sides here, not try to kill yourself with this 8-point spread, and I would go over the 45.
All right, over the 45. I'm an Eagles fan, so the Eagles are on the road. They take on Chicago. Everybody's talking about Michael Vick. But in this one, Philly's favored by 4 on the road. What do you say?
Right, so I mean, everyone is also a little bit impressed, or too impressed, I should say, with Chicago in first place, 7-3, tied with the Packers. But remember, in that division, the other two teams, are the Vikings and the Lions. They're at 3-7 and 2-8, so it's not so impressive. And if Manning and the Giant defense couldn't beat the Eagles, how in the heck is Cutler and the mediocre Bears going to do it? I hate to drink the green Kool-Aid, but I really love the Eagles in this spot, probably like the rest of the country. I'm just going to put a sucker alert out there. This is a sucker alert. Sometimes the suckers are right, but me, along with the rest of them, are going to lay the 3.5 here with the Eagles.
Okay, lay the 3.5.
Got to bet the good teams over the bad teams. At the end of the day, it's a simple handicapping strategy, but you can't overthink lines too much. When this year, 75 to 80% of the time, if you just pick the team that wins the game, they're the team that covers. So I mean, you really have to dumb down your handicapping sometimes and just try to pick the winner of the game. Because 80% of the time it comes out that that's the team that covers anyway. Now, look, if it was that easy, we wouldn't be in business. So, I mean, obviously it's not so easy.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so there's a game I like. I don't know why I like it. I got family in Tampa. But it's the Buccaneers and the Ravens. And in this one, Baltimore is favored by 8. I can't even handicap this one. I know you can, but I can't. I'm not sure what I think is going to happen here. I would say Ravens.
I've been very, very high on the Buccaneers all season long. I've touted them, up and down on my radio show myself. It's just, and it's not really that the odds makers haven't respected them, because the odds makers, all they really do is reflect public opinion. It's not their job. Every now and then the line will land exactly the game will end exactly on the line, and everybody looks at themselves and goes, those bookmakers, they're geniuses. But they don't talk about the 8 other games that day where the line was nowhere near, at the end, it was a blowout or something like that. So, it's that the public hasn't really respected Tampa Bay. However, I believe the public and the bookmakers and the lines makers have all caught up. When you really think about it, who did Tampa Bay beat this year?
Yeah.
They beat Carolina twice. I have to tell you, Carolina, they're like that girl in college that everybody gets to date. I don't understand them. But the Bengals they beat, which are terrible. The Rams and the Cardinals, I mean, they barely beat those teams. And they beat San Francisco, so they beat nobody. And when they played real teams like the Steelers and the Saints, they've gotten killed. Like you said, Baltimore is a real team here, and the reason why you feel yourself leaning towards Baltimore is because you're right, is because the odds makers at this stage of the game, they know what they're doing. This line 8, that's not a mistake. It's not a misprint. It's a real line, and you should lay it.
Oh, I like that. A real line, and you should lay it. Well, Turkey Day is coming up. I'm sure that you're going to partake with your family, and we appreciate you coming on and handicapping this all for us. It's going to be an interesting week. We got it written down. We're going to see how we do this time around. I love what you said about the Jets, and I love that you're drinking my green Kool-Aid.
Yes, with the Eagles. And listen, if your listeners just care, I got the over-under at 6.5 pounds for how much I'm going to gain over the next 3 days. They're welcome to send me an email and place their bets.
All right, Steve. We appreciate the time.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, It's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
So Thanksgiving, of course, tomorrow. Maybe many of you are listening to me from wherever your destination is, or maybe you're just hanging close to the house. Talking about the biggest turkeys this year, if you were to make a list, who are the biggest turkeys? And there's some obvious people. I said Tiger Woods for one. If you want to go down the bad boys list, hey, Jesse James, what an idiot. An idiot because, once again, playing up the relationship with Sandra Bullock and blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out he was, you know, ultimately fooling around with a tattooed cat. You know what I'm saying? And then NBC I would put on the list, too, for the way they handled the Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno slot change. And trying to appease Jay Leno and bringing him back, just booting Conan O'Brien the way they did. Of course, O'Brien got the last laugh. They had to pay him big bucks. He ended up getting a payoff for his staff, too. And then they end up over at TBS with a show anyway. So he's still on late night. Again, it's TBS. But at least he's doing the late night thing, and his ratings have been pretty decent so far. Tough to tell whether or not the ratings will continue to add up to more than what a Leno show would do on an NBC. But I would put them as the network as one of the biggest turkeys because, of course, they wanted Leno there. Because they tried to appease him, and in the meantime, they threw Conan O'Brien under the bus. So, turkeys, if you've got one, let me know. AmericaTonight.net or 800-259-5791. In fact, speaking of turkeys, it's a tradition, with the presidents and those birds. Here's what Obama had to say earlier in the day at the White House.
As President of the United States, you are hereby pardoned from the Thanksgiving dinner table. May you have a wonderful and joyful life at Mount Vernon.
All right. So pardoning the turkeys, the turkey then of course, the life is spared of that particular turkey and the rest, you know how that story ends, on your dinner table somewhere, right? Tom DeLay would make the turkey list to some. DeLay was a glad handler who was in direct mail and made a ton of money doing that, and of course made his name get bigger and bigger in Texas, and then went on to be the Speaker of the House eventually, or the House, rather, Majority Leader. So he went on to become the House Majority Leader, not Speaker of the House, and was ultimately found guilty of laundering money. That happened on Wednesday, late on Wednesday. How about that? So his nickname was the Hammer, and the Hammer really did lay down the hammer back in the day when he was in control of the Republican caucus in Congress. And ultimately what brought him down was the money thing. He got his hand caught in the cookie jar to the tune of just $190,000 in campaign donations for Republican candidates to the Texas legislature in 2002 in those elections. Duh. He got caught and they had him. And what happens after that, what ultimately the sentence is, it will be interesting. It looked like Tom DeLay was going to wiggle out of it, but he wasn't able to do that. And now it's time for a little break and then sentencing in a couple of weeks, and we'll see what it means. All right, this is a crazy thing. I'm kind of going down the road of odds and ends here as we mix in the turkey talk. I know this is going to be controversial for some people, but I have to say, I would put the Pope on that list. You know why I would put the Pope on that list? Because the Vatican, not that they haven't done this in the past, but they'll say one thing, do another. Pull back, do another. Say one thing. Pope Benedict had these comments that were released about condoms, saying that they can be justified to prevent the spread of HIV. So now there's confusion about what he was trying to say. The remarks have put some of the strictest defenders of the church's teachings in a very strange position to disagree with the Pope. Remember, the whole idea of Catholicism, and many religions say the same thing, it's the abstinence, abstinence, abstinence. So now the Pope is saying use condoms because of HIV. Wow. And I guess they come back a day later to try to clarify that comment and ultimately end up saying, well, wait a second, we got to clear that up. It's because condoms are the lesser of the evils for heterosexuals, right? So if that's the case, then it's better to use one than transmit HIV to a partner, even if that means a woman averting a possible pregnancy. What? I'd say that pretty much goes against the grain of what has been taught in the Catholic Church for centuries. And, in fact, the Vatican is always slammed, speaking of being hammered, is always slammed for its opposition to condom use, especially in Africa where we know AIDS is rampant. But the interpretation of the comments about condoms and HIV mean the Roman Catholic Church is, I guess, acknowledging that the anti-birth control stance against condoms doesn't justify putting someone's life at risk. So there would be a lot of people that say, wow, that's progressive of the Catholic Church and the Pope to say that. But if you go and look at the traditional teachings, that's nothing like that. I mean, this is a huge game changer. It's nothing like they've ever said before. Never, ever, ever have you heard any kind of comments like that coming out of the Catholic Church, let alone the Vatican. Boy, the Pope has made news a lot this year. Pope has made a lot of news. Because remember, it was in the beginning of the year when he was a cardinal. There was the story about, did he know about a particular priest and the fact that he was molesting kids, and did he turn a blind eye to it and rearrange the assignment for the priest, sending him to a different parish. And so now this, too, is raising a few eyebrows by what the Pope said. I mean, listen, at some point the religion has to, I don't want to say modernize, but it has to be realistic. And let's be realistic. If there is massive spread of HIV, then what is the responsible thing to say? Use a condom. The rest of the world is already way, way beyond that. Send your complaints to AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. All right, speaking of controversial comments, I actually like what Bobby Jindal had to say. I like the governor of Louisiana. He's a Republican, but I would say he's, in some senses, he's a pretty moderate Republican. And we know what we think about Congress. Look at the way the vote went in the midterm elections. A lot of people, I think, truly believe that the folks on the Hill don't really work that hard. Because every time you turn around, there's, oh, you know, we're in session, but now they're not in session. Or we couldn't pass any legislation dealing with immigration. We couldn't even tackle it. We couldn't tackle the Social Security issue. And, you know, the laundry list is a mile long. We know it. We talk about it all the time on the show. So our perceptions, or many of our perceptions, are that they're not really earning the money that they're getting. And remember, the people that are there on the Hill, they represent you. It's we the people. Knock, knock. It's we the people. Remember, you elect the people who represent you. That's why you need to vote. So Bobby Jindal says that the members of Congress stay home more often than not and only really serve part-time. And Jindal said, we used to pay farmers not to grow crops. Let's pay congressmen to stay out of Washington, D.C. Do you love it? He said that make them part-time and give them term limits. Don't let them become lobbyists when they have to live under the same rules and laws they pass. For the rest of us, maybe we'd see some more common sense coming out of D.C. I completely agree with them. If they have to live under the same laws, it's like health care. Oh, you want health care? Well, then why aren't you on the same health care as you're trying to throw everybody else on? So he has a point. The term limits are great, I think. And also, then do the part-time thing. Live under the same laws and see how you like it. See how you like it. That would be the fair thing to do, absolutely. You're making the laws, you're passing the laws that people can't live with that infuriate the rest of us, then you know what? Then why don't you have to live under the same constraints, I'll say, or tax burdens or whatever that the rest of us have to live with? I think that's pretty fair. By the way, I'm starting to get a lot of email here. I will do a mailbag segment coming up next, but I got one from Blue Dog. I love that, Blue Dog. Blue Dog says, you started asking for the biggest turkeys of the year. Wow. Kate, you could do a whole show on the biggest turkeys. I think you said TSA. If you didn't, certainly it's a layup, but put TSA on the list because all the conversation is pretty much negative. Even if people don't care about the pat-downs and the body scans, it's made massive, 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 he said it like 10 times on this, conversation, as you like to call it, water cooler buzz. By the way, for the record, I'm against the pat-downs that are like a frisk. I don't understand that either. There has to be another way to do this. And the idea that we should copy Israel just won't work. And, you know, I think that there's some merit to looking at what El Al does, but the problem is, and I even had a caller who pointed this out in a previous show, and it's true. I mean, you know, Israel is not the size of the United States. You don't have the amount of air traffic and airports that we have when you're comparing. It's like apples and oranges. There's no doubt about that. I mean, they do a good job of it, but they have less people to get through. They have less planes going out. It's a different world after 9/11, but it can't be an excuse. You know, maybe you have to give up some privacy, but that's a dangerous, slippery slope. How much privacy do you want to give up before you can't reel it back? It's not all nutty kookballs that think there is something to the privacy issue. Because once you go down the path of giving things up, giving things back, changing the Constitution, it's going to be a really, really hard thing to reel it back in. Hang with us. We're going to check the mail next here on America Tonight.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As I said, we're going to go to the mailbag here shortly. Boy, I bet you some people are gearing up for Black Friday. They'd rather skip over the whole turkey thing and just get to the shopping frenzy that ensues. I don't get it. I mean, I know that you get some really, really good deals, but I can't do it. I just can't do the 10,000 people in my face. Can you guys do that? We know what I'm talking about when you feel the, you just feel like you're on fire because you feel almost claustrophobic. There's so many people on top of you. Everyone's grabbing and reaching for things. And there always is some hot toy or something that everybody wants, and it's up for grabs at Fry's or Best Buy or FAO Schwartz or Toys R Us or whatever it is, whether it's toys or electronics. A lot of electronic places have big sales. Can't find a parking spot, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't get it. For how much bucks are you saving to go and wait in some horrendous line? Or there's the ultimate charge where you wait outside of a store that's going to open at like 6 in the morning, but you're waiting outside for how many hours in the cold and, you know, wherever, in the elements with the rain pouring down. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. So I think I'd have to put all of you that get up and camp out like you've got hot seats or you have a chance to get some hot seats to a concert. It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, I know you could argue that because, for example, if you're a gamer at GameStop, you know, the Madden NFL 11 or Medal of Honor's hot is a hot game. That's under $200. So the Xbox 364 GB with either the Madden game or the Medal of Honor, $199. That's pretty cheap. Or how about the Wii with Just Dance and the Wii Sports Resort? That's also $199. And if I price those, that is a big savings. Then some people like to go to Walmart. Same thing. You're going to wait. You're going to have big crowds. You know, how much are you going to save on Black Friday? It's, you know, sometimes what they do is they price match things from other retailers, I guess. They're famous for that. I mean, of course they're famous for that, the whole rollback thing and whatever. And they actually have the new Super Mario Brothers. I thought the Mario Brothers were like 80s. Aren't the Mario Brothers from the 80s? Have they breathed new life into the Mario Brothers? Shows you how I'm, like, out of touch with the Wii thing. But the new Mario Super Brothers are, and the Nunchucks, I guess you can get the red Wii for $249. Okay, I'm going to say that's an okay deal. So electronics, pretty big. And then, of course, there's all these other stores that you can go to. But, boy, I'd be hard-pressed. Boy, it'd have to be one incredible deal to get me to brave the nonsense that has become Black Friday. All right, I said that we would go to the mailbag, so without further ado, we're going to head to the mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Ooh, thank you, Homer Simpson. This one's from Jake listening to us in Austin, Texas. Jake says, hey, let me first say happy Thanksgiving. It's been a great year on America Tonight. Kate, I've really enjoyed it. I can't wait to see what's in store for next year. Are you going to do a top 10 list before we usher out 2010 and tell us what you think the top 10 stories were and let everybody participate in it? What do you think the top 10 stories were? You know what? We will do a top 10 list. I mean, that's kind of what I call low-hanging fruit, but there's some obvious ones that would make the top 10 list. I mean, yeah. Come on, we know what some of them are. And I'm not going to give it away, but we will do that. We'll go through the top 10 for sure. All right, here's another one. This one is from Leandra. Leandra says, I just cannot believe how much attention the TSA story is getting. It makes no sense to me, Kate, whatsoever. Look, what do people want? Do they want to be safe on the plane or do they want to be blown to bits across America? If you could be safe by a little pat-down, which would you prefer? Would you prefer the pat-down or would you prefer to be blown to bits by some nut who plants a bomb on a plane that you get on? Trust me, terrorists come in all shapes and sizes. All of us know that. Why do people insist on freaking out about the TSA? I got to tell you, I just don't get it. And I don't understand all the nonsense about the privacy thing because, let's face it, don't you think the government knows everything already? Yeah, but here's the thing. You don't want to, it's like I said before, you don't want to backslide. You don't want to give up too much. You start giving up too many rights. You start saying, just adjust the Constitution. Let's just change this. Let's just change that. And it is a slippery slope. I mean, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and you know why? Because we have a little word that is always hovering around us somewhere, and it's called freedom. And that means you have the freedom to criticize, you have the freedom to listen to something. You don't like my radio show? You can turn it off. You don't like where you're living? You can pick up and move to someplace else. You don't like your job? You can get another job. In other countries, you're forced to do certain things, and that's it. You're forced into certain jobs. You're forced to live with rations, certain rations, like in Cuba. You know, it cracks me up when they release all these photos of Cuba and you see the people and the kids in the street and the parades and it's their national holiday and all this stuff. But really, in reality, what is Cuba? Cuba is you're told pretty much what occupation you can go into and you line up for rice and beans. And if you dare criticize your government, you may not ever come back to your home. And still, even today, and I'm not talking about the 50s Cuba, even today, that still exists. It still does. And then you look at North Korea. We've been talking about North Korea a lot. And what they brainwash people with as to how their government was formed and why ultimately they are the primo nation and whatever propaganda they pump out, or the butcher Chavez and what he pumps out to the Venezuelans. I know some people that lived in Venezuela, and boy, they got out in a hurry because of what was happening in that country. So not to veer off into 10 different lanes, but the cost of freedom. What is the cost of freedom? You have to stand up. You have to protect what you think needs protecting. And if you don't do that, then you just accept everything that comes at you from the government or from other places. But let's just take the government in this case, right? It is our job to question the government because it is a government of we, the people, and the people that we elect. So therefore, that's why that's important. And I think people have a right to speak up when they feel humiliated, when some of these things are happening at these airports, like the guy who was covered in urine because he had a bag on and they frisked him, or the little tiny kid who was 3 years old. I mean, that's just stupid. They have to know better than that. There has to be some exceptions here, for goodness sake. They're making exceptions for the flight attendants and for the pilots. But here's a new poll. A new poll finds, gee, shockingly, 61% oppose the new airport security measures. Why do you think the people oppose the measures? Simply because they don't want to be frisked. They don't want to have to go through that. I've already described it. You get the stiff back, you're waiting in line, you're already anxious, you just want to get through, you want to get on your plane, and you don't want to have to worry about what's going to happen next when you get to the front of the line. So anyway, 61%, according to Zogby, they are not happy with the enhanced security measures at the airports. 48% say they would probably seek some kind of alternative to flying because of the new measures. Airport security, of course, is a heated topic of debate. We know that, especially since November 1st when the TSA implemented, that's how long it's been, the more what they call aggressive pat-down search techniques at those security checkpoints. And remember, it was last year, a little over a year ago, when the plane almost blew up over Detroit. There were a lot of people in that plane that it didn't happen. Abdullah Mutallab, the underwear bomber, it didn't work. But imagine if it did. And that's the thing. If something happens, all bets are off. And do I want to see something happen? Of course I don't. By the way, there's about 60 scanners a month that are being added to our airports with the goal of ultimately installing 500 machines by the end of 2010. Ooh. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.